Welcome to the Life and Mission podcast. My name is Kay Helm, and I'm here today to talk to you about nonprofit storytelling and the need for change. Okay, I know you're in the nonprofit world, and you're all about the change. You're changing the world. You're doing work that is life-changing for people. It's life-changing for you. It's life-changing for the people who receive the work that you do, the things that you do, your beneficiaries, and it's life-changing, hopefully also for your donors. But how are you communicating about the change? A lot of times what I see is we report. We love to report. We say, we went here, we did this. We moved this. We went here. It's all about what we did. It's not about the change. And so I'm imploring you. Let's write about change. We tell our donors, change the world, make a difference. Okay, let's show them what the actual difference is. What is the change? How do we show them? Yes, you can use reports. Those are good. But what they're really going to connect with are stories, and in particular, stories of change. We call them transformation stories. And there's a pattern that you might understand. There's the before, and then we came, and then there's the after. So the before, and then we came, and then we after is kind of, that's the lowest common denominator of all the transformation stories. You have to be careful with that pattern, because sometimes it's like the person was hopeless and then we showed up and made everything better. And you want to be really careful with that. Okay? I think you know what I mean. Ultimately, when you are telling a story, all stories are about change. Damien Walter says, a story without change is like a wall without bricks. Change isn't just part of a story. It's what the story is made of. So let's look at change. That's what I want to do in this episode, is let's look at change, and then we'll look at how do you really show change in a story. So let's look at the dictionary, right? Good place to start. If we look at the Merriam-Webster definition of to transform, because we call this a transformation story, it is to change in composition or structure, or to change the outward form or appearance, or to change in character or condition, or to convert. Now, change can be physical, it can be social, psychological, it can be interpersonal, right? And change happens to a lot of different people, and not just people, in a story. And so I think sometimes we're not sure where to look for the change, or we only look for the obvious change, and then we say, I don't have any more stories, or it's hard to find a good story. Sometimes, because the work you do is hard, the work you do is going to take years, decades, lifetimes to really stick. And so to see the big change that you're after, right, the vision, to see that, you know, we're, it's all change in process. We're in the middle of a lot of these stories. So how do you tell those stories? Well, we look at different types of change. We look at change in process. We can tell the stories of the small changes that lead up to the big change. So not all changes are big and dramatic and kind of life-changing, although I think most of us can say that in our lives, even in our own lives, we've seen times where we've made a small decision or a small attitude change, a small change to our approach to something, and it's actually made big changes, or it's had a big effect on different things around us. Our relationships especially is one area where we see those. If you think of it that way, like, don't just think about the big change that you're after. Yes, think about it, but don't just think about that. That makes sense. So your transformation story, basically, when you're telling it for your donors, just so we place it in our fundraising kit, your transformation story is something, it's a story of something or someone that changed as a result of the work that you do, and especially as a result of giving from your donors, right? Because when we tell the story, you're going to tell your donor, you did this. So you have to share these transformation stories to show donors what they have accomplished. So that's where that sits in your fundraising kit. So what can change in the telling of the story, right? Usually it's the main character, right? The main character, that's the person that you're telling the story about. In fiction, that's the protagonist, right? The main character of the book or whatever, of the movie. So the one of the characters, it's usually the main character that changes. Other characters, other people around them can change, because usually, right, what happens? Change doesn't happen in a vacuum. Change happens in one person, and it has an effect on the people around them. So think about the parent who is no longer addicted to substances, and think about the people that affects, right? That whole family is going to be affected by whether or not that change sticks. And so that's a huge story. Sometimes the whole world around that person changes. Sometimes the change really is in our understanding or our perception of something. Sometimes you're going to have a project or something that you try to do in your nonprofit, and it's not going to work the way you thought it was going to, right? It's not going to turn out the way you thought it would. And that can be good, it can be bad. You can tell those stories. And actually, sometimes when you tell a story of something that didn't work or didn't work out the way you thought it would, then that story, those are really effective stories if you look at the change, like what are we going to do with this new information? What are we going to do now with the thing we learned from this experience? Like, what did we learn and what are we going to do now? What are we going to change about the way that we function? So those types of stories, right? So change can be pretty much anywhere, and you want to just always locate that in your story. Make sure your story shows some kind of change, all right? So when you're thinking about this, these are just some questions that you can think through as you develop your stories, okay? Just to spark, you know, if you're struggling to write a story, think about this. What is the transformation? So what's the transformation you're going for? Because that's what you're about, right? You're a nonprofit, you change things. And what was the transformation you're trying for? And then what actually happened? Those are story ideas. What sparks a transformation, or what sparks the reaching out? Perhaps maybe you run a service and people need to come to you. Maybe they need to come to you ready to do something. Then what sparks that readiness? You could tell stories around that. When you tell a story, you don't just start at the change. You also need to illustrate, to show the people that are reading or watching your story. You need to show them the before state, right? What was happening before the change? So you can have a before and after kind of thing. But also, instead of a straight up before and after story, consider what are the implications of this change. So you can tell the story of what could happen because of this change. When you approach your stories this way, this gives you a chance to really speak to your vision and the long-term work that you're doing. And that's an important thing. So always in your stories, you know, how does it tie back to the vision of your nonprofit and the thing that you are ultimately trying to accomplish? Why is it important? What's next? What does it mean? You've heard me ask the what does it mean question and for most of our stories. And then also, what if the change had never taken place? What if you weren't there? What if you weren't doing the work that you're doing? And you can show the flip side of that as well. That's a story idea for you. Usually, when you're telling a story of change, you have a main character. That's a person with a problem to solve. And the problem can be internal, or it can be external, right? So internal is there's a problem going on. There's something, some kind of conflict within me, or it can be external. When you think about how you tell your story, you're thinking about the internal story that the person is telling themselves. You're thinking about the story that that the outside world tells, and maybe you need to tell a different story, right? You're changing the narrative. You're changing the way you tell stories really affects the way your donors perceive situations and how they see other people or groups of people. They may judge an entire group of people by the way you tell stories about people in that group. Be careful with that. Be careful with that. The storytelling is a sacred thing. I really believe that. We've got to really respect the people that, you know, I'm calling them characters here in this because that's what we're talking about, story, right? I want you to think story. That's why I'm saying characters. But these are real human beings that you're talking about. These are people with lives that they need to, we need to respect them. We need to honor them. We need to treat them with dignity. We need to not expose them in the stories. We need to not stereotype them. We need to, you know, we need to be very, very careful with the way we tell our stories. So when we tell these change stories, beware of the kind of the savior story where they were helpless and hopeless and then we swooped in and saved them, right? You don't want to do that. The person in your story should always have agency. They should always have the will and ability and capacity at some level to act on their own and to make their own decisions, and do everything you can to show that in your story. You're never going to hear me not say that. You know, you have all these things happen, all these moving parts. I'm not trying to complicate your stories. I want you to think about all these ahead of time so that when it comes time to write your stories, you can find stories where you thought there weren't stories before. When you begin to think this way, you're going to see stories everywhere. Okay. And jot them down, have a system for tracking these stories and telling these stories. Talk to your people, ask them questions when they face a choice in their journey, right? When you're getting information in order to tell someone's story and you're interviewing them or something, you can be in the middle of the, well, they made a decision, they were facing a decision. That's a great time when they get to that part in the story to, or you know, at some point in the interview, you said, when you were facing that decision to such and such or not, how did that feel? Like, what was going through your mind then? What were you thinking about? What were the things that you considered in that choice? Or, you know, and you can kind of get behind the scenes, so to speak, and how the person thinks and how they're making their decisions. And those are things that help draw us together, right? Maybe I've never faced the choices that the people in your stories have had to face, but I've had similar feelings in certain situations in my own life. And so when you connect people on that emotional level, you know, well, gee, I was afraid that something, right? Maybe now my donors have had something similar, that they've had a similar type of fear or that resonates with them, or gee, I don't know. They thought they were going to lose their children just because they didn't have enough money. Like, I remember when we went through really hard times, and man, my children were my source of joy and my strength. Like, it was in these kids. That's why I kept going. I can't imagine going through that and facing losing my children. And so you connect on that level, you bring that part of your story out. Remember, only if the person whose story you're telling agrees. When you go that deep, when you're willing to go that deep and talk about those internal changes within a story, or the internal things that drove change in someone's story, that really connects at another level. And sometimes you don't have a lot of word space, right? You don't have a lot of space to tell the stories. But if you are really skilled and practice using strong words and not a lot of filler words in your writing, you can tell a really powerful story in just a few words. So if you need help in doing that, I have a course called Mission Writers that helps to teach you to do these things. I teach you storytelling, the different types of stories that you need to tell. As a missionary, as a nonprofit leader, these are especially targeted to the types of stories that you need to tell to raise funds, to get people praying about the right things, to get people motivated to be a part of what you're doing and to join you with what God's called you to do. So if you're interested in mission writers, you can go to missionwriters.org. That's writers, like you're writing a story. So think about when you tell your stories, what is the change that's happening in the story? Even if it's not a transformation story, right, where the whole story is about change, all stories need some sort of change. Where is it? You can find it. You can do this. So I'm Kay Helm, and this is the Life and Mission Podcast. Find your voice, tell your story, change the world. Hey, it's Kay here. There's one big truth about fundraising that people do not tell you when you start out, and that is, if you struggle to tell stories, you will struggle to raise funds. But what kinds of stories do you tell? How do you tell them? Where do you find them? How do you put them together? And how do you do all that while you're running your ministry, while you're doing all the work and all the things that you have to do? It does not have to be overwhelming. This is my good news. And also, I want you to hear this. Fundraising is not just about asking for money. Raising funds for your mission does not have to feel icky. Fundraising is really about relationships. It's about sharing stories with friends. And it's about being very clear about what it takes to accomplish great things together. I created the Mission Writers course to help you tell better stories, to know what stories to tell, when to tell them, how to tell them, where to find your stories. So go over to missionwriters.org. That's mission writers, like you're writing. Missionwriters.org has all the details on the course and on the group coaching program. So you have two options. And if you love a missionary or a nonprofit leader who needs this course, gift certificates are available. So check it out at missionwriters.org, and let's make 2024 your best year ever.